What do a blue flower and a wounded man have in common? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Today's Devo is talking about loneliness and feeling forgotten. Have you ever felt this way? We all go through seasons where we feel lonely and forgotten, which is why today's Devo is so important. So I encourage you to stick around for it. It's called The Blue Flower and the Wounded Man, and was written by Margaret Bellers. She was sick and had been for a long time. Her siblings were at school and her parents were at work. All she had to keep her company was the rain tapping at her window. No one understands what it's like to be sick all the time, she thought. Everyone else is living their lives while I just lay here alone. She squeezed her eyes shut so she wouldn't cry. Suddenly, there was a frantic tapping on her window, much louder than the rain. She opened her eyes and her mouth fell open. Sunlight flooded her room. A tiny bird tapped at her window, darting back and forth. Rolling out of bed and squinting, she looked out to find that her street was gone, replaced by a huge, sprawling garden. Opening her window, she crawled out into the garden beyond. She followed little cobbled paths that wound under trellises covered in thick ivy, through patches of mushrooms as tall as her shoulders, and beside beds of wildflowers dancing with butterflies. Her headache and fever were gone, and her feet felt light as air as she explored. After what seemed like hours, she came upon a bubbling stream and a huge weeping willow that swayed in the breeze. And there she saw him, on a bench beneath the willow. "Do you know where I am?" she asked. He smiled. "You are in my garden." "But how did I get here?" His eyes twinkled and she wondered how they could look so sad and so happy at the same time. He didn't answer her question, but instead he said, "Here, I have something for you." He held out a brilliantly blue flower. It was her favorite color. She took it, and as she did, she saw deep wounds in the man's hand. "I'm afraid I must send you home now," the man told her. "But before I do, I wanted to give you this. Keep it so you can remember that you're not forgotten. I am always with you." When she looked up, she saw the pain of her long sickness reflected in the man's face. She felt tears burning her eyes, so she shut them tight. When she opened them again, the man and the garden were gone, and she was back in bed. What a beautiful dream, she thought, her heart heavy. Her headache and fatigue were returning. As she turned to get more comfortable, she saw something brilliantly blue in a tiny bottle on her bedside table. She caught her breath. It had not been there before. She picked it up, a tear finally escaping her eyes. "I am not alone," she thought. "I am not forgotten." Gently held in her hand was the blue flower the wounded man had given her. So let's explore today's Devo a little bit more together. Can you think of a time you felt like the character in today's allegorical story, alone and forgotten? Sometimes when we suffer, it can feel like God has forgotten us or doesn't love us anymore. But the truth is, Jesus draws near to those who are hurting. Can you think of any ways Jesus has reminded you of his presence and love during hard times? When Jesus came to earth, he suffered and died as a human. How can knowing that Jesus sees and understands our suffering make it easier for us to draw near to him and talk to him about what we're going through? Consider taking a moment to talk to him right now. Terrible things like sickness and loneliness were not a part of God's original design. At the beginning of time, the first humans walked with God in a perfect garden. But then they sinned, rejecting God's love and going their own way instead. Sin fractured God's good creation in deep ways. Because God is holy, he cast the people out of the garden and away from his presence. Yet in his perfect love, God immediately promised them a coming deliverer. That deliverer is Jesus the Messiah. He let himself be nailed to a cross for us. He died and then he rose again to take away the sin that separated us from God and to restore creation from all the brokenness sin caused. Through faith in what Jesus has done for us, we can draw near to God like the first humans did. Now we can be near the faithful, loving creator of the universe, just as they were in the garden long ago. And we can look forward to the day Jesus will return and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. As we read in Revelation 21:1-5. How can these truths give us hope as we face struggles and suffering? As you and I can read in Hebrews 4:15-16, this high priest of ours understands our weakness, for he faced all the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it the most. Now I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalm 56:8, Isaiah 53:3-5, and Hebrews 4:14-16 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Wasn't today's story awesome? I loved the imagery and the story. I felt like you could really feel the emotions of the characters. If you really resonated with today's story, or you thought it was as beautiful as I did, I encourage you to share it. Share it with a friend. Share it with your mom. Share it with your dad. Share it with your cousin, your brother, your sister, your classmate. Just get it out there. Share this little bit of hope that we all need in today's world. Also, don't forget to join us for tomorrow's Devo, called Chocolate Without Sugar with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's word in your life.